Hello, Bob and the Black Boots here, and we are sitting on the porch because it's a nice night in Columbus. The rain kind of cooled things down, and it's not raining. So I'm here with Gina and Wendell, and we're just sort of hanging out. It's been a pretty interesting couple of days. Yesterday we went to Zooey's, which. Did I do a boo from Zooey's? That's Twitter. I'll check that bad
That's
boy out
probably my
later.
boo.
Well, anywho, we went to Zooey's, had a few drinks, and the bar owner from El Dorado's came in, and last week there was some little messiness with them. Basically, she said something to Gina, or something to me that Gina overheard that kind of got Gina upset. The comment was, "How long have?" She asked me how long had I been hearing Gina sing, and I said, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And she's like, you know, when she first came in here, started singing, she was horrible. Now she's a movie star. I'm like, that's. I mean, I understand that was in her mind, in her drunken mind, in her drunken old mind. That was probably a compliment, but still, there's just certain ways you word things and certain ways you don't. But yeah. Well, anyway, she came in yesterday to the bar and she apologized
She
and
did. I think she meant it too.
yeah, and we got all lovey-dovey and we had a
Yeah.
great time. So everything's good. And we also had, had a good time. We made with our bartender friend and our other bartender friend and an acquaintance of ours from El Dorado's and also one of Gina's neighbors. It was her birthday yesterday, so we
Yay.
hung out with her and that. And then we came home and had a couple of gins and just we were tired. We were watching TV and we just passed out,
Yeah.
like stupid passed out, like not even from the alcohol. We just
We slept.
yep. So, and then we got up and we're like, you know what? I'm not staying awake. Let's just go to bed. So we went to bed. And then today it's just been kind of a tired, groggy day. We watched a couple of episodes of Star Trek and then went downstairs. She read. Oh, I played a computer game for a little bit. And then we went and had dinner with a friend of ours over at the Italian restaurant. It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
And that was our day. That's been our day for a couple. Now we're on the porch just waiting for coffee because coffee is happening. And we're just sort of hanging out and doing nothing. So that's about it, really. Going back to work tomorrow. Off. I actually got off for Father's Day, which was a miracle. So I'm gonna hang out with my dad on Sunday, but more about that probably tomorrow or Sunday's audio mo.
You get your dad on audio, boo.
I
Or would
kind
that not work?
of I don't know, probably
Oh.
not. He'd be
I
like,
record
"What are you
mine
doing?"
secretly.
Yeah,
Like
he'd
I
be
did the
like,
other day.
"Yeah," he'd be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm just playing with my phone." What kind of apps do you use? Because I'm thinking about getting a phone just like yours. Here, let me see it.
Oh, he would do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
He actually is in the market for a new phone. I tried to tell him to go with S5 over S6 because, from what I understand, S6 doesn't have do it has an integrated battery, so like with this phone that I'm holding now and using the AudioBoom app. On this phone, this is the phone I'm referring to. I was able to remove the back panel and change out the battery. I have a high capacity, long life battery that lasts me like, well, with it lasts me about 2 days for a smartphone and for everything I do with the smartphone. That's an amazing amount of time. And it makes the phone quite a bit heavier and bulkier, but I don't care. It lasts a lot longer. So, but no, the S6 doesn't have that. The battery's integrated, and with integrated batteries, I mean switching them out is basically a job for the tech. I mean, you can do it, but it's just hard and you void the warranty, which kind of sucks. Also, there's no slot for an SD card, which if I ever wanted to have a shit ton of music or videos or books on my phone, I could just slide in an SD card up to 128 gigabytes, which...
I'd like that.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know that Apple has ever made a phone that could do that. Maybe the iPhone 6, but I'm not sure. So anyway, that's me talking about phones. You know, maybe we ought to come up with a new name for the smartphone. How you doing?
Hi.
Fine, and you too?
Good. Nice night, isn't it? Well, maybe it's time to think of a new name for the smartphone, because it's really not a phone anymore, is it? It's basically a small communications internet device that has a telephone app, one out of 1,000 communications apps. I mean, a lot of people's phones are Facebook machines or Twitter machines or YouTube viewers or gaming platforms, but there's not a whole lot of... I think it's pretty rare that you actually talk on the phone anymore, because you can get things like WhatsApp and Skype and other... like the iPhones have FaceTime.
FaceTime quality is spectacular, too. You heard it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's better than Skype.
So yeah, maybe it's time to think of a new name for the smartphone, because it's really not a phone anymore, is it? Well, anyway, hope everybody's doing well. I will leave you until the next boo, and pick your favorite adjective, and have a good day. And I will check out that Dice World rule.